Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Maddie Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. California now has a fast food council. The group held its first meeting in Oakland last week. Members representing both fast food workers and corporations will work to develop employment standards for the industry. It's the first body of its kind in the nation. Councilmember Joseph Bryant of labor union SEIU says this day has been a long time coming.
This is the historic day. For over the last decade, fast food workers have fought and organized, scratched and clawed to be at this point.
AB 1228, the law that established the council, also increases the minimum wage for fast food employees to $20 an hour effective April 1st. The council will have the power to adopt future wage increases on an annual basis. And now we're going to spend the rest of the show hearing about wage theft. Not paying someone for a job they did is illegal, but a KQED investigation found California regulators have failed to force the worst offender they cited in the state to pay more than a tiny fraction of the millions of dollars in wages that he owes. Our labor correspondent Farida Chavala Romero reports.
Back in 2016, carpenter Saul Pedrosa got a job with a company called RDV Construction. The crew he worked with installed steel rods and wooden frames to build walls and windows at an apartment complex in Glendale in LA County. But after all that tough work, Pedrosa says his supervisors said their paychecks were coming next week and then next. Eventually, he was given a check, but it bounced. After a month, Pedrosa quit with no money for groceries or the rent at the mobile home park where he and his family live in Anaheim. It turns out the company that stiffed Pedrosa did the same thing to more than 1,000 other workers. Citations issued by the California Labor Commissioner's Office in 2018 and 2019 say RDV Construction and another company owned by the same man, Rafael Rivas, owed more than $16 million in back wages, damages, and penalties. Worse, Rivas and his companies still owe most of that money today. The agency had collected 2% of what's due as of last month.
It's outrageous. It's infuriating.
Benjamin Wood is a former community organizer with the Pomona Economic Opportunity Center. He helped an RDV worker complain to regulators.
The state that has so much power to enforce, you know, criminal laws, but then when it comes to these massive wage theft, it seems like they're powerless.
The Labor Commissioner's Office declined repeated requests for an interview. But in a statement, the agency said it will continue to explore all available avenues for restitution. KQED reviewed hundreds of pages of government documents and court records to cobble together what happened. Rivas appealed the citations. Then pandemic disruptions and an understaffing crisis at the Labor Commissioner's office further delayed attempts to collect any money. By the spring of 2022, Rivas had filed for bankruptcy for one of his companies, RVR General Construction, and the other one had shut down. Then, protected by its bankruptcy status, RVR made a deal to pay about half of the amount owed to state regulators, $7.6 million. But at the current payment rate, it would take about 50 years to cover that debt. Beth Ross is a longtime employment attorney in the San Francisco Bay Area.
It just is really a shame. These workers are so unlikely to see any amounts of money that could ever remedy the wrong that they suffered, if you can find them.
Bankruptcy and employment attorneys say it's unclear whether the Labor Commissioner's office has done enough research to know how much Rivas and his companies can truly afford to pay. So I went looking for Rivas. Nobody opened the door at a residential address Rivas owns in Fontana in San Bernardino County. And by the looks of it, it's unclear to me if anybody lives here. The blinds are closed. An address listed for RVR turned out to be a barber shop and hair salon in front and a one-story house in the back. County records show Rivas transferred full ownership of this property to a family member just months after he filed for RVR's bankruptcy. A woman who was eating lunch inside when I came to the door identified herself only as Rivas's ex, but said it had been many years since they separated and didn't talk to each other.
Tengo muchos años ya separada, no quiero saber nada de él, no me interesa nada.
Rivas did not return multiple requests for comment, but in bankruptcy court filings, Rivas blamed the wage theft on family members who co-owned RDV. Those relatives, cousin Nicolás del Villar and brother Juan Rivas, also refused to speak with KQED. The Attorney General's office could prosecute for this kind of wage theft, but a spokesman with the AG's office declined to comment. Meanwhile, RVR is still operating, making a total income of more than $1 million per year, according to bankruptcy documents. And many of Rivas's company's former employees, like Javier Gonzalez, are still waiting to be paid. The labor commissioner found Gonzalez is owed $11,000.
Yo lo veo como una burla para toda la gente que defraudaron.
He says Rivas has made a mockery of all the people he defrauded and of the government. For the California Report, I'm Farida Yavala Romero in Pomona.
And that is the California Report for Monday, March 18th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, now accepting nominations for the 2025 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards at irvineawards.org. Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and adult and children's health systems, working together to advance knowledge and improve lives, stanfordmedicine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.